From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett has obtained the funds to support an examination of alternative traffic routes in Hudson. Currently, two state truck routes run through the city, which measures approximately 2 square miles. Barrett's office said in a statement released this week, the $100,000 secured by Barrett as part of the 2019-20 state budget will support a study to, and I quote, identify patterns and devise alternate, less disruptive routes and create a plan that benefits Hudson residents and surrounding communities, end quote. The Hudson Democrat also observed that truck traffic has been a major safety and quality of life issue in the city for decades. Officials said April 4th, news of the funding and the study were most welcome. Mayor Rick Rector said, and I quote, Assemblymember Barrett advocated for this funding at the state level to help Hudson take the next step in solving this problem. We are so grateful for her ongoing and relentless efforts in support of our community. I support a study that takes everything into account, the need for truckers to deliver their loads balanced with the safety of our citizens, end quote. Hudson Department of Public Works Superintendent Rob Perry said the city streets are narrow and tractor trailers that carry 30 to 35 tons of payload have an impact. He said with or without the trucks, the city, state, and federal government need to commit more money to upgrade the city's aging infrastructure. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rochelle Leah Goldblatt and Dina Yellen are reporting for LoHUD.com. State lawmakers are pushing to end non-medical exemptions to vaccinations for school-age children as the number of reported measles cases downstate has reached 425. The legislation proposed mirrors a measure passed in California after a measles outbreak spread through Disneyland in 2015. State Senator Brad Holliman and State Assemblyman Jeffrey Dinowitz, the main sponsors of the bill, appeared April 4th on the steps of New York City Hall to make an appeal for an end of exemptions. Similar bills to end religious exemptions in New York failed in the 2015-16 and 2017-18 legislative sessions. If the current measure, now in committee in both the Senate and the Assembly, was to become law, New York would become the fourth state in the country to allow only medical exemptions for vaccinations, following California, Mississippi, and West Virginia. All 50 states require that students be vaccinated for diseases like measles, mumps, whooping coughs, chickenpox, and polio. More than 17,400 people have been vaccinated since the measles outbreak began. Read the full story at Lodge.com. The Troy Record is reporting a new law went into effect this week that bans the sale of smoke alarms with removable batteries within New York State. The measure was signed into law in 2015. Beginning April 1st, the only battery-powered smoke alarms permitted to be sold in New York are those equipped with sealed-in, non-removable batteries capable of powering the device for at least 10 years. The law does not require homeowners to immediately replace their current smoke detectors. However, homeowners and landlords must upgrade their smoke detectors before selling or renting a home or an apartment. According to the National Fire Protection Association, 3 of every 5 home fire deaths occur in homes without smoke alarms or working smoke alarms. The U.S. Fire Administration reports as of March 27th, the state of New York leads the nation in civilian fire deaths for 2019. From April 27th to May 12th, Red Cross volunteers and partners will install 100,000 free smoke alarms in more than 100 cities across the U.S. Read the full story in the Troy Record. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has ordered the S.A. Dunn landfill located off Partition Street in Rensselaer to do something immediately about the issue of sand and dust blowing from the facility. The DEC said it received reports April 3rd of blowing dust around the 99-acre landfill and began investigating the, and I quote, nature and extent of the dust, end quote. As a result, it directed the landfill operators to immediately hydroseed sand piles at the facility to make sure the sand remains contained at the site. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, DEC will not tolerate these latest violations at the Dunn landfill, end quote. The landfill has been under DEC investigation after repeated complaints of landfill gases seeping into nearby neighborhoods and the city school district campus. The four-year-old dump accepts construction and demolition debris, including gypsum drywall. The drywall contains sulfur compounds, and as it decomposes, it releases a pungent landfill gas. Those who find themselves near the dump have been unable to stand the smell. The DEC in March deployed four hydrogen sulfide monitors at the perimeter of the dump to measure gas levels. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.